We've been hearing stories about patients who might be very worried that they have COVID-19 or might have traveled, or they want to just get their cough checked, etc. And they might not totally tell the truth to their physicians around that history. When we're seeing patients, we need to do a screen before we see them to ask them about their risks of COVID-19. Physicians' offices don't have enough personal protective equipment, and we're not protected if we see patients who are at risk. I was so shocked and afraid when I heard about my colleague whose longtime patient blatantly lied about her travel history in order to come and have her worries assuaged by her physician. In the meantime, she potentially infected her physician's staff, and caused a lot of worry for everyone. So yes, we can see patients. We need to be protected. We need to protect ourselves and our staff when that happens, and when we need to see the patient. So if by video or phone it's found that a physical exam needs to be made, then both the patient and the physician need to make arrangements that can be done as safely as possible.
So that's one case, and it's very troubling, no doubt. Are you hearing about other cases where patients have been deceptive?
Certainly. There's the people are afraid, and when they're afraid, they resort to doing workarounds and to thinking about themselves before thinking about everyone else. This is a time when we are giving up a lot of individual rights for the benefit of the collective, and that's everywhere, and that's absolutely essential in order that our province be able to flatten the curve. So yeah, we're hearing scary stories like that at the NLMA all the time, where people are working around or lying or deceiving or stealing personal protective equipment. All these things that, while the person is doing it for their individual health, it's actually causing major problems and could cause illness to other people. In a time when, at this point, we know that there's community spread in our province, Dr. Fitzgerald announced that over the weekend. Community spread means that we don't know where that infection started. The Calls case was a case of, through very good public health measures, they were able to isolate where most of those cases came from. Unfortunately, now that we have community spread, now that we know that we don't know, the only thing we know is that every single person could have it. So when you see your doctor might have it. Going in to see your doctor unnecessarily, or going to Tim Hortons unnecessarily, or going anywhere unnecessarily means you're putting yourself at risk. You can bring that disease home and infect your vulnerable family. We also have begun to see the other truth about this virus is that it takes a little while before you do get sick. So, you know, I was working on March the 14th in the emergency room in Goose Bay when the first case in Labrador Grenfell Health was announced. Dr. Fitzgerald did her what was probably her first news conference that night. And it was really quite a remarkable change that went over everybody I was working with that night. We looked around. We looked at all the fevers we'd seen that day. We looked at all the coughs we'd seen that day. And we thought, oh, my God, wow, it's here. And I think that slowly but surely many of us in this province have started to feel that. But unfortunately, oh my God, it's here, is not always translating into doing the one thing that we all need to do in order to prevent this, and that is stay home. And it's an amazing thing that very old-fashioned, as old as public health itself, as old as infectious disease knowledge, that very old-fashioned intervention of quarantine works. I've heard Dr. Aylward, our own Newfoundlander, Dr. Aylward, who's now got international renown, talking about the science behind this and that the amazing discovery that we've actually been able to arrest the spread of a respiratory illness by good old-fashioned quarantine, stay home, wash your hands, cover your cough. Those things have saved millions and millions of lives in a country of billions in China. And we've also seen how in other places those things have once ignored have caused deaths.